I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it. Hey, yo, I want to jump right into this episode. I'm going to tell you right now, we in Protect Your Peace Season, okay? And I'm going to re-explain what this is. Protect Your Peace Season is three things. If you're with me, hit me up on Instagram right now, at Trent Shelton, at Trent Shelton Podcast. Hey, Trent, I'm with you. I'm in my Protect My Peace Season. Just send me that message so I know you're with me. But what's Protect Your Peace Season? Let me explain this, because we're going to be in this season for a few weeks, all the way to January, okay? Every single episode, I'm going to teach on protecting your peace and why it's so important. But Protect Your Peace Season means three things. Number one, we are committing, okay? Committing, you're making a commitment. We are committing to protecting our energy from the things that drain it, right? If it's draining our energy, we ain't putting our life around it. Facts. If it's draining our energy, we ain't being a part of it. I don't care who it is, what it is, we not draining our energy no more, okay? So that's number one, we're committing to that. Number two, we're committing to this, to protecting our mind from the things that distract it. If it's not leading us to the life we want to live, if it's not helping us do the things that we want to do, stick to our dreams and our visions, all those things, we are not going to be around it. Too many of us, we live in negative distractions, right? We do too much random, have random conversations with random people, and then we get mad when we get random results. We ain't doing that no more, right? Not in the Protect Your Peace Season, nope. And last but not least, Protect Your Peace Season means that we're committing to protecting our soul from the things that don't fulfill it, right? If it has no fulfillment in it, we ain't doing it. If it has no purpose in it, we freeing ourselves from it. This is the season that we're in. A lot of you know my book is available for pre-order. My book comes out in January. If you haven't pre-ordered my book, if you listen to this while you can pre-order it, make sure you go pre-order my book. Okay, number one, you get a lot of cool incentives, like $1,200 worth of incentives that nobody else gets. And I'm gonna give you things that ain't on a website. So go to TrentShelton.com right now, pre-order the book. You can pre-order from Amazon, but go to the site so you can see all the cool incentives that you get. Then number two, it helps me reach more people. It helps my book boom. It helps my book tells people, oh man, this book is very popular, right? It just helps it with marketing and everything else. So please, if you can, pre-order the book. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I know this is a big thing to say, but I believe this book is the book of the century. And you know, I don't usually talk like this, but Protect Your Peace, so many people need it. So many people struggle with it, and it will change your freaking life like it changed mine. What I'm going to do every single week, I'm going to focus on protecting your peace in a certain way. Today, we're going to focus on setting boundaries. That's principle number one of protecting your peace, and so many people struggle with it. I was just speaking to high-level athletes, and it was crazy to me that when I asked them how many people struggle with setting boundaries, 100% of them raised their hand. They say, man, we struggle so much with setting boundaries. And I know this is true for everybody. So today, we are going to focus on setting boundaries. And what I'm going to do, I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to read just a little bit from the book. I'm going to give you a live reading on these episodes from the book, and I'm going to touch on and teach on what setting boundaries is all about and the importance of setting boundaries. But I want to just make sure that you stay committed in your Protect Your Peace Season, because I believe it will change your freaking life if you understand those three things that we talked about. If you understand how to protect your energy, how to protect your mind, how to protect your soul, it will change your life. Let's dive right into this. I'm going to read just a little bit from my book. And this principle is setting boundaries. And I'm going to read this because so many people struggle with family. I've realized this. Like, so many people struggle with saying no to family. So many people allow family to just use and abuse them, to just take advantage of them. And so I want to read this. This section is called Family First? Because, you know, we always say, oh, put your family first. Family needs to be first. I believe family first, but it comes with a question mark on this one. Let me read this to you. Anyone ever else deal with mom, dad, siblings, or relatives asking for this and that, popping up at the house anytime they want, overextending their welcome by a massive long shot? Friends and loved ones can often do these things too. If life was a video game, these people might be known as the peace invaders. Seriously though, like, that's what we're gonna call people. You a peace invader, big dog. All right. You might be wondering why I put a question mark in the title of this section. Let me explain. Listen, I'm all about family first, but it comes with a few caveats. My family, blood, and chosen comes before almost everything else in my life. But in order to keep my family a priority, listen to this, I have to first prioritize my own needs so that I have a healthy amount in my cup of life to pour out from to others. I want to stop right here and I want to address something. I was thinking about this the other day, and I'm going to do a beautiful, not analogy, but a beautiful demonstration of this online sometime this week, next week, so you can actually see it. But I want to stop right here because I realize that there's three types of people, okay? And I really want you to hear me when I'm talking about this, because I think this can change your life. There's three types of people. We always say, like, you know, pouring to other people, all these things. And usually what we show is that, you know, if we have three cups, it could be family, it could be your job, it could be whatever it is, like the three or four important things in your life that you're always pouring into. And the first type of person, right, has a full cup and they pour into everybody else. You know, some of us, we first wake up in the morning, we're pouring into people, we're not pouring into ourselves, we're taking care of everybody else, we're saying yes to everybody else, we have no boundaries. And this person pours into everybody else because of their good heart, but they have nobody else to pour into them. They have no strategy to get poured into from other people or as well as themselves. But I want to just stop right there, because a lot of us, the first thing that we do is we give to other people because you have such a giving heart. And I love that. But what if you gave to yourself first thing in the morning? I'm actually recording this podcast at 5 a.m. this morning, right? I'm giving to myself because I'm giving to y'all, but this is giving to me because it fulfills me. I didn't do anything for anybody else this morning in my household. I'm filling my own cup up first instead of pouring out to everybody else. But a lot of us, what we do is we pour out to everybody else and then we don't even have anything to pour into ourselves, and we wonder why we live an empty life. We wonder why our day doesn't feel fulfilled. We wonder why we don't have no energy, because you're doing things for everybody else and you're doing nothing for yourself. And I get it. You feel guilty. You feel guilty. You feel like, man, well, I'm supposed to be doing the things for everybody else. Yes, you're supposed to give to everybody else, but you're supposed to be giving to yourself first. You're supposed to be giving back to yourself. You're supposed to be getting poured in too. So that's the first type of person. The second type of person is a person that does exactly what the first person does, right? They pour in everybody else. But this type of person has a strategy to get poured into, right? They get their cup refilled, meaning that, you know, maybe they meditate, maybe they have a person they go to that speaks life into them, right? Maybe they have a community or a group or a team, right? They get poured into. That's the second type of person. And most people live there, right? Most people pour into other people, take care of everybody else, but they have a system to get poured back into. That's great. But what if, and I was thinking about this, and I feel like this is who I am. What if you were no longer person one or person two, but you became person three? Person three is a person that by default, those around him or her that he cares about, that she cares about, and that they care about, get poured into by default. Now, let me explain. What if you lived a life of prioritizing your energy, of prioritizing your mind, of prioritizing your soul, of prioritizing the things that matter to you. You live the life of living your dreams. You live the life of creating simple happiness. You live the life of living in fulfillment. And I want you to think about, maybe you have somebody in your life that's like this, but you live the life of focusing on yourself in a positive way, not in a selfish way, but you say, you know, first thing in the morning, I'm going to take care of me. First thing in the morning, I'm going to meditate. I'm going to pray. First thing in the morning, I'm going to work out. I'm going to put the things in my body that I need to put in my body. First thing in the morning. And you live the life of what I call overflow. Meaning that you don't take time to just pour into other people all the time. And I hope I'm not losing you here. But by default, imagine you having a full cup, right? You have a full cup, but you're not taking your cup and you're not pouring out what's in your cup to other people. But you have a full cup and you just keep on doing the things that you know are right. You keep on having the mindset. You keep on going to the conferences. You keep on reading the books. You keep on doing the things that you know is right for your life, that you know is better in your life. And you're getting poured into by life. Your cup is full, but guess what? Now your cup is running over. Now your cup is overflowing. And when your cup overflows, guess who gets the overflow? Those people around you. You didn't take time to empty your cup by pouring into them. Instead, you kept your cup full and you kept doing what you knew was right. You kept inspiring them with your life. They get around you. You're freaking contagious of greatness. And they get the overflow of that. That's the way I live my life. I live my life by the overflow method. I'm not going to empty my cup. And listen, there's times where we got to do that, right? There's times for our kids and things like that. Don't take it out of context. But for the majority of my life, I'm not going to empty my cup for nobody. I'm not going to be drained for nobody unless it's extreme circumstances. But I'm going to live a life full of overflow. So everybody around me, yeah, they get better by being around me. Everybody around me, they get that contagious energy by being around me. Everybody around me, they get that happiness by being around me. I'm pouring into their cup without losing anything from my cup. So I wanted to say that, okay? Which type of person of you are you, and how would your life change if you decided to keep your cup full and allow the overflow of your cup to pour into other people? Let's get back to this reading. Setting boundaries with family can be especially challenging, but there are ways to do it so that you honor yourself and those around you. Let's talk about this. Family relationships, even difficult ones, consist of more love, more responsibility, more long-term consequences than your other relationships. So it's not quite so easy to shut family members out your life like you might do with others. This is where treating your boundaries as bridges comes into play most of all. I want to stop here for a second, and I want to just give you this quote that changed my life. And I know it helped so many people. I just spoke at an event the other weekend, and so many people took to this. Boundaries aren't walls to keep things out. Boundaries are bridges to let things in, the right things in. Boundaries aren't walls to keep things out. Boundaries are bridges to let the right things in. I want to explain that because so many of us don't set boundaries because we think that it's setting walls. We think it's keeping people out. We think that, you know, it's shutting people down. It's not that. Boundaries are bridges. I just want to say that. Okay, we'll revisit this in a moment. Back to the reading. This is where treating your boundaries as bridges comes into play most of all. I like to say that boundaries shouldn't lead to isolation, but to elevation. I'm going to repeat that. I like to say that boundaries shouldn't lead to isolation, but to elevation. They should improve your relationship, your peace, and your life overall. You can't choose your bloodline, but you can choose your boundaries. Ooh. You can't choose your bloodline, but you can choose your boundaries. Yes, even with family. Boundaries with family, people who remain in your life, might mean making slight adjustments. Just as in any other relationship, professional, personal, or beyond, communication will be the rudder of your ship. Listen to me. Unclear communication will always lead to unfair expectations. Unclear communication will always lead to unfair expectations. Think about the messages you share with those you're closest to. Have you clearly communicated your boundaries with them? Or are you just assuming they should be professional mind readers? If you aren't communicating your boundaries, how could anyone respect them? Let's stop there. This is very important, y'all, with setting boundaries. I know a lot of us don't clearly communicate our boundaries. I know for a main reason I've seen from people is that you want to keep the peace, so you don't want to speak your peace, which ultimately leads to you not protecting your peace. And I know that seems like a duh statement, but some of us don't. We expect people just to respect our boundaries. We expect people just to know. Nobody's professional mind readers. You got to tell people what it is. You got to set the tone for your life. We talk about this in this chapter in this book. You got to set the tone for your life. You got to tell people what you're not going to settle for, why you're setting this boundary. You got to let people know why this is a bridge. What is it leading you to? You got to communicate these things, because you are communicating these things with people. You can't expect them to respect it, and you can't get mad at them for not respecting something that they know they shouldn't. They don't even know that they should respect, if that makes any sense to you. So when I ask you this question, like, are you communicating your boundaries? Are you telling people, like, this is why this can't happen. This is why I protect my peace at this time. This is why I don't indulge in this behavior. I'm going to tell you why, because it leads me to feeling like this. It leads me to feeling empty. It leads to my anxiety. No, I want to build a bridge that leads to my greatness. I want to build a bridge that leads to my happiness. And when you can clearly communicate boundaries, that person has one or two options: to respect it or to disrespect it. And when they disrespect it, you know where they stand in your life. This could better your relationships. It could better your relationship with your kids, your spouses, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your professional relationships. Like, because now people understand, like, why you have a boundary set, right? Some people might think, oh, you just being stuck up, or you just being like this because you cut them off, or you, whatever you did, but you didn't let them know why you set that boundary. So clearly communicate your boundaries. So I want to give you that question again and get back to this reading. Have you clearly communicated your boundaries with them? Are you just assuming they should be professional mind readers? If you aren't clearly communicating your boundaries, how can anyone respect them, right? Once you figure out your core principles and values and what you need to protect your energy and peace, find the time for respectful, calm conversations about this with the people closest to you. It might not be easy, but avoiding difficult conversations out of worry is what leads to depletion in the first place. Remember, the time is now to put yourself first. So the reason I said remember early in this chapter, which you're going to see when you get the book, is that I talk about how, you know, there's two things, and I'll just focus on one. Why we don't set boundaries: it's worry. We worry about what the other person's going to say, what the other person's going to feel about it. We worry about how they're going to respond. So we just decide to keep the peace by not speaking our peace, which ultimately keeps us from protecting our peace. So have that conversation with people around you. And when I talk about principles, principles are very important, because when you have principles set in place, you've heard me talk about this before, my principles set the boundaries. My values set the boundaries. My principles and values are in place for me to live my best life, right? For me to be happy, for me to be fulfilled, for me to have the right energy. So I always say, I don't say no to people. My principles do. My values do. So those things are in place to help me make decisions. So my principles set my boundaries. So if that makes it a little bit easier to you to take the pressure off of yourself, say, hey, listen, the way my principles are set up, the way my values are set up, man, I can't do this, or I need this in order for me to live my best life. So setting boundaries will change everything for you. And what I want to do for you right quick, why we're on this episode, is I want to just talk through this really quick, and I want to just help you set a boundary. I want to challenge you to set a boundary, all right? One external boundary, one internal boundary. I want to challenge you to do it. Don't just listen to this episode and be like, okay, yeah. No, I want you to put some action to it. Application creates transformation. So I want you to think about, when it comes to setting boundaries, ask yourself a few questions. Number one, what do I need in my life right now? And I want you to think about that. What do you need in your life right now? Okay? If you need peace, if you need, you know, strength, if you need, you know, clarity, like, you know what you need. Write down, what do I absolutely need in my life right now? Okay? So that's number one. Write that down. Number two, I want you to ask yourself a question. How is setting this boundary going to help me achieve what I need? Okay? This comes back to the notion that boundaries are not walls, they're bridges. Okay? So me setting this boundary is going to help me achieve what? What's the bridge that's going to be built to lead to a better me? So if I say, you know what, I'm setting a boundary of not taking any calls or emails before 11 a.m. That's really a boundary in my life, by the way. Anybody who knows me, I don't do meetings before 12 p.m. for sure. I have a literally 1 to 3 slot, and that's just for me. Some people don't get it, but it's not meant for them to get. I know what my life needs. But maybe it's, you know what, I don't take calls or emails, or I don't respond to the outside world before 11 a.m. That's the boundary that I'm setting. And the reason I'm setting that boundary is going to help me achieve more peace. It's going to help me achieve more focus. It's going to help me, give me time to actually focus on the things that I need to pour into my cup, to overflow my cup. So when I come to the world, I'm a much better version of myself. Okay, so how is setting this boundary going to help you achieve what you need? Okay, number three, the third question I want you to ask yourself is, why am I not going to feel guilty or worry for setting this boundary? As you read my book, you can understand guilt and worry control a lot of our boundary settings. It's one of the main reasons why we don't set boundaries. So I want you to be clear with that. I want you to like really understand why you ain't gonna worry or feel guilty no more. Right? Why? And just to kind of give you a spoiler alert, if you think about why you really need and really future think and say, man, if I don't set this boundary, if I don't build this bridge, man, I'm going to live a life full of depletion. I'm going to live a life full of anxiety. I'm going to live a life full of not living my best life. So bring some emotion to that. Like, why are you not going to feel guilty no more? Why are you not going to worry about what they say or what they think or their comeback or how they talk about you for setting that boundary? Maybe the boundary is with a person that you're not going to talk to them no more, right? Maybe it's a boundary where you say, you know what, I'm not going to be in this environment no more. And you worried about what they're going to say about, she changed on me, he changed on me. And you worried about that. So you keep yourself in an environment that sucks. Right? Why you ain't going to worry and feel guilty about that no more? Right? Write that down and get clear on that. Okay? So what I want you to do after you ask those three questions, what do I need in my life right now? How is setting this boundary going to help me achieve what I need? And why am I not going to feel guilty or worried for setting this boundary? After you do that and get clear on that, I want you to set one external boundary, meaning that it's a boundary dealing with somebody outside of you or dealing with the outside world, okay? Then I want you to set one internal boundary. This is a boundary that has nothing to do with anybody else but yourself, right? Maybe it's a thing that you do that's not good or a habit that you have that's not a good habit. And so you set a boundary. Maybe you say, you know what, I'm not picking up my phone when I first wake up in the morning because it puts comparison in my life, okay? And then I want you to write another thing down. Yeah, we teach it on this episode. Why are these non-negotiables? Okay? Write it down. Why are these non-negotiables? Because too many times we negotiate on things we shouldn't negotiate on. We negotiate on our peace. We negotiate with our worth. We negotiate on all these things we shouldn't. We negotiate on our principles, our standards, things that shouldn't budge. We negotiate on. You got to build boundaries that don't budge. We ain't budging on our boundaries no more. We've been doing that for far too long. You ain't budging no more. You standing on it. You stand on your business. You stand on what you believe in. We ain't budging no more because that hasn't helped our life. So why are these going to be non-negotiables for you no more? Get clear on that. Why? And I want to give you this quote. Most people don't set boundaries is because they want to keep the peace. They want to keep the peace. That's why we don't set boundaries when I talk to people. They don't want to have the hard conversations. They don't want to have the friction, right? They don't want to have the disagreement. They don't want to have the argument. But what happens is you start a war within yourself. Y'all know I love Nipsey's quote. And Nipsey's quote simply says this: would you rather be at war with the world and at peace with yourself? Or would you rather be at peace with the world and at war with yourself? Let that sink in your soul for a little bit. So many of us, we're choosing to be at war with ourselves because we want to keep the peace. So many of us, we're starting a war within ourselves that's tearing our life apart because you want to make everybody happy. You don't want to put pressure on nobody. You living under so much pressure, but you ain't applying pressure. I told my son last night in this football game, bro, I said, bro, today's the day you play with no pressure and apply all pressure. You ain't got no pressure for doing what's best for you. You ain't got no pressure for going out there. And it's the same thing in your life. Ain't no pressure. You apply pressure. You apply it. Okay, so why is it that today's going to be the day that you choose to keep the peace in your own life? And I'm not saying that you go start a war with other people. That's not the goal. It's like you just go, you know what I mean? That's not the goal. But basically you're saying that I'm choosing my peace and whatever comes with it, cool. You know what I mean? I'm not going to feel worry. I'm not going to feel guilty about those things that come with it. I want to just end with this today because this episode is getting kind of long and I hope you're getting something out of it. When I talk to individuals, and this goes with boundary setting, this goes with some happiness stuff that we talk about in the book, but when I talk to individuals, most things outside of them is controlling everything inside of them. One of my famous quotes with protect your peace is, peace is something you'll never experience if you keep allowing the things you can't control to control you. What I want you to do is I want you to draw a circle, okay? Simple circle. You can be creative if you want, if you're an artist, but just draw a circle. And in that circle, inside of that circle, I want you to write a few things that are in your control, right? How you show up is in your control. How you treat yourself, the boundaries you set is in your control, right? Just think about things you can control, right? And then outside of that circle, I want you to write down everything that's controlling you right now that you can't control. People. You can't control people, right? Maybe it's, you know, your job. You can influence things, but you can't control your job. And the thing that I've realized is that we allow everything outside of our circle of fulfillment, outside of our boundaries, outside of our happiness to control us. Most people aren't living inside of the circle. They're living outside of the circle. They're allowing all those things they can't control to control them. All those things they can't control to worry them. All those things they can't control to rob and steal their peace. And when I have these conversations, I say, man, can you control it? Can you change it? No. So why are you worried about it? That's a question I ask myself all the time. Can I control it or can I change it? If the answer is no, I let it go. Facts. Can I control it or can I change it? And if the answer is no, I let it go and I focus on what I can control. I get back to focusing on the things that are inside the circle that I can control and I can change. And most of us, we live outside of the things that we can control and we can change. And we're allowing the things that we can't control or change to control us. So draw that diagram. I call it the happiness diagram. And start asking yourself, man, like, how can I live inside of this circle more? Because when you live inside of this circle more, you will continue to protect your peace. That circle is your boundaries, right? So the circle that you draw right on the line, your boundaries, right? What are the things that you're no longer going to do? What are the things that you're no longer going to accept? What are the things that you're no longer going to allow to control your life anymore? Like, set the boundaries, because when you set boundaries, you set the tone for your life. When you set boundaries, you tell people how to treat you. When you set boundaries, you go live your best life. Boundaries are in place to help you protect your peace, to help you live the life that you are meant to live and deserve. And I'm going to just tell you right now, if you don't accept boundaries, if you don't stand on boundaries, don't complain what people do to you. Don't complain how people treat you. Right now, you are going to live a life full of setting boundaries. You're going to not feel guilty. You're not going to worry about it. You're going to stand on those things. But like I tell you, at the end of every single video, every single podcast, it all starts with you. When you say no to something you don't want to do, okay, you're actually saying yes to yourself, and you deserve that yes. When you say no to something, excuse me, that you don't want to do, you're actually saying yes to yourself, and you deserve that yes. When you say no, and I'll leave you with this, to something you don't want to do, and you don't feel guilty for saying it, you're actually saying yes to yourself, and you deserve that yes, my friend. How would setting these boundaries change your life? I want you to think about that and make a decision, make a choice, take action in setting the boundaries that your life deserves. All right? I appreciate you. I love you. Go get the book, Protect Your Peace. If you listen to this in 2023, go get it. If you listen to this after 2024, if you listen to this in 2033, go get the book, Protect Your Peace. Pre-order right now. If you listen to this before January, if you listen to this after January, it is already out. 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. This book is going to change the world. It's going to change so many lives. Go get it. I appreciate you. I will see you next week. And remember, we in our Protect Our Peace season. What does that look like for you? We protecting our energy, protecting our mind, protecting our soul. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month, and when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's Mindset Journal, Wellness Challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no trend show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.